Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Well, they reach the 1 yard line again. Handoff, Johnson, up ahead. He's across. Touchdown, Chicago. Pat Eberflus's team never led for 59 minutes and 37 seconds until this touchdown by Roschon Johnson.
Wow, Chicago stayed in it mentally. That's so hard when you got beat all game.
All game. That's 15 unanswered points by Chicago. And what a homecoming, a memorable return this would be for Caleb Williams.
Tanny, man. That's a 10-play, 62-yard drive. Took just under 4 minutes. And Caleb Williams leads the Bears in Washington last year. Roschon Johnson with the 1 yard touchdown on God's play. Just 25 seconds left. Ball game. There you go.
I love that song so much.
What is it?
Oh my God.
What is it? I don't know.
It's such a great song, Danny.
This is Common and Kanye on My Way Home, but they sampled Gil Scott Heron.
Anthony's uncle.
Exactly. Yeah. Can't leave Heron alone.
Oh, it's such a great song.
I appreciate where the haven is.
Home is filled with pain, and it might not be such a bad idea if I never go home again.
It's such a great song.
Caleb's going home again, though. He's going home again, Lawrence. So, I mean, might not be such a bad idea, but he's doing it.
Well, I like the fact that Caleb is now copped to... It meant something to me last year.
Be who you are.
And it's okay.
That's great. It's fine.
It's okay.
It's human. It's all right.
You have to figure out how to like most effectively harness all of that stuff.
Of course.
But I don't think anyone was buying the it doesn't matter to you thing.
It's ridiculous. Whatever you got going on, man. Just go ahead and own it. Just go ahead and deal with it. You know? We all got problems. We all got stuff that triggers us. Except Alex. Alex is level.
I feel like you triggered him today.
Alex has done excellent research in trying to help me figure this out.
Okay.
Are Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels headed towards possibly being the best rivalry of quarterbacks that went 1-2 in the same draft?
Okay, who you got for me? I'm so intrigued by this question.
Jim Plunkett and Archie Manning in 1971.
I couldn't remember who Jim Plunkett was with, but okay.
So, and they both went on to very good long-term careers.
Man, go if you have a chance, and I know that, you know, people have been watching his grandson play at Texas.
Go watch Archie battle.
Just go watch highlights of Archie Manning.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, was he a fun player?
Yeah, and I don't believe that it from the tape, it doesn't look like New Orleans had an offensive line.
Yeah. It was just Archie years. Running for his life yeah. and then being like, oh, that guy's open. Let me throw it to him.
So that's one. Drew Bledsoe and Rick Meyer in 93. No. Andrew Luck and RG3 in 2012 for a couple years till RG3's career.
It's funny. That rivalry ends up being RG3 versus Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, right. Ends up being that kind of thing. Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota in 2015.
Both really solid NFL players, but it never amounted to envy of either one of those quarterbacks.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Marcus is playing a big role in played a big role in Washington.
He still is. Tim Couch and Donovan McNabb in 1999.
No, the jury's out on that one. Not out on that one. They're in on that one.
Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf in 1998.
But we know it ends up being Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
But we're going to keep this to 1-2 because that's a little more interesting. So Carson Wentz and Jared Goff is recent, more recent. So there's a few that are more recent than the list I just gave you, which was an ESPN list that Kevin Seifert put together in 2017. Jared Goff and Carson Wentz is pretty interesting. And obviously Wentz had some success in Philly, but then has bounced around, and Goff has turned into what he's turned into.
Yep.
So it's interesting. How about since then? Alex, what do you have since Goff and Wentz?
So I wanted to add a note on Goff and Wentz. They played each other in 2021, and that was the game that Wentz broke his leg in the year that
Foles went to the Super Bowl.
But Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson on the list there.
And the thing is that it was, until then, it was Trevor Lawrence versus Justin Fields.
Yeah. Wow.
And people still don't know what to think of Trevor Lawrence.
All right, so Goff and Wentz is what triggered that ESPN article that I was just reading from, because like that was looking like it might be a real big one because those two teams were headed where they were headed.
Yeah, and so the Eagles move on to the Super Bowl that year, and Goff has a solid career, but Carson Wentz has completely fallen off. So a lot of these matchups
he's back now
are one of the two players drafted one or two.
Yeah.
Are bad.
Is there another one since Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson?
I don't believe so.
Don't believe we've had another quarterback.
Caleb Jayden.
Other than Caleb and Jayden.
And I'd say out of the gate, Caleb and Jayden is pretty damn heated for quarterbacks going one and two.
And I think that's why we're in this place that we are, where you're trying to figure out, like, is this a thing? Like, is this a...
And they're playing each other every year,
they're
randomly.
Playing each other every year. The schedule makers end up making it so. So they end up with each other because of where they finished. And so you have this weird intra-conference game that has to be played between them seemingly every year.
For anybody who didn't catch it last week amidst the Cubsness, because we were a Cubs town until 2 days ago, Caleb Williams spoke about
this guy,
the homecoming.
Lying to Brian Mitchell over there.
How dare you lie to the third or fourth best returner of all time.
I told him.
Forgot Bryce Young and CJ Stroud.
Oh, thank you. Bryce Young and CJ Stroud.
Bryce Young.
Thank you,
figuring
Alex.
Figuring some things out. And CJ Stroud, he was falling off and then starting to move back up. He got himself an AFC Offensive Player of the Week award, I think, last week.
Yeah, that's an important one to get back in there. Yeah. How about Dave Canales in Carolina? That's a pretty good win for them yesterday.
Huge win for them.
I left Rico Dowdle on my bench. I'm bad at fantasy football.
That's because you were...
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it thinking about the Cubs?
Yeah, it's
got Swift going tonight.
No, thank you. I don't. I cut him long ago.
You don't? Because this might be a night where he goes off.
I know. I mean, well, maybe. But no, I had good running backs. Thanks for asking, Alex. Javonte Williams, who I started over Rico Dowdle, Ashton Jeanty, Josh Jacobs. I felt good about all those guys.
Swifty had a big game against Commanders last time. Remember? He had that big run, big touchdown run.
Might want to go pick him up.
Yeah, now I'm good.
No? Yeah, okay.
Thank you, though.
Because, I mean, like, the whole thing was the... DeAndre Swift. I'm going to get DeAndre Swift.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Don't do that, Speaks. It'd be great. No, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah. Taking your advice, I'm working on trying to figure out when those moments should happen. DeAndre
More
Swift.
Often.
18 carries for a $1.29, Tanny. You're right. He had a $1.29 in that game. Maybe I should go out. No,
please, for the sake of all of us tonight, do not do that.
Please don't.
Thank you. Here is Caleb talking about homecoming, part two.
Does it still sting? Obviously you don't want to lose, especially in that fashion of a Hail Mary. So does it bother me? I'm not going to speak for everybody else. Does it bother me? Yeah. In the sense of, you know, I want to go out there and I want to win every single game that I got. And I know that's not going to happen. So, you know, being able to, you know, orchestrate, you know, this game, orchestrate this week, you know, have the guys focus on what we need to focus on. I think is where I'm at. And not necessarily going down the rabbit hole, of, you know, the revenge title or anything like that. You know, I think it's being able to focus on us. This team's different than last year. The coaching obviously is different. Every, you know, a bunch of things are different. So being able to focus on us and be able to lead these guys the way that, you know, they need to be led, and be able to go out there and focus on what we need to focus on to be able to go win the game at the end of the day.
I haven't heard that man's voice in a while. You know, it's a young man trying to figure it out. Young man trying to go home and play some good football tonight. And this would be wonderful if the Bears got a win tonight, man. My goodness.
Yeah, man. Like feel great.
It would feel great. It would feel legitimizing to get a road win against a playoff caliber team.
Here's a nice prescription that Dr. Holmes is going to write for you and for all your friends.
You know, it's an interesting timing on this because I was just advised to take your advice more often. And I was advised by you for that. So now you're giving me the prescription. Hold on, let me write it down.
For some happiness.
Ooh, okay. How many cc's of happiness do I ingest?
Well, it depends on this parlay coming through.
Okay.
Bears win, Dodgers win. How good does that feel?
I don't want the Dodgers to win.
Don't you just want, like, how about one blowout? Let's say that the Brewers win the series, but tonight they get beat 14 to nothing.
It doesn't change a thing
and
for me.
And take your L flag with you.
I'm not turnabout spite like that. You know? My sports
hate. You're not
hate,
a runaround suit?
I'm not. I don't like to travel around. No. My sports hate is either inbred like the Yankees thing. I got no choice on that one. Is that a bad use of inbred?
Yes, it is. It is an incorrect.
Is there a good use?
Let's figure it out, Alex.
I'll research that.
Figure that out, please. Man, it's either that or it's like truly learned hate, like Aaron Rodgers. Like, I still hate that guy. I enjoy that.
He's playing well enough.
He sure is.
Playing well enough. And it just strikes you as like, this feels like a very typical Pittsburgh team. They're going to win 11 games. Then they're going to get destroyed in the first round of the playoffs.
Hmm. Yeah.
Seems pretty typical.
Yeah. It's interesting. Textures are getting in on the Washington obsession, by the way. And some of them are interesting to me. I live in Washington, D.C. This is all they've talked about on The Fan the last week. They are the ones who are obsessed.
WrestleMania?
If the Bears win... good afternoon, everybody. It's Chris Russell. If the Bears win, Commanders fans will go in the tank. Some of the hosts are also really bitter about Ben Johnson. How about that?
Oh, they got a great coach. They got him like a step away from the Super Bowl.
And he wears a non-fitted hat backwards.
I don't mind that.
Oh, I do. It's not a good look.
What are you, Fred Huebner?
Yeah, that's a first. Freddie, if you're out there, love you.
We love Fred.
Fred's a good man.
Texas. But he did hate the backwards cap.
That's right. But I'm good with the backwards cap, but it's a fitted. It's the backwards one when it's just got the little strap doohickey. What are the gimmicky? The gimmick
one of those
thing.
Gimmicks?
What are those called? You know what I mean?
Snapbacks.
Snapback. It's got the snapback backwards is a bad look. A little gimmick.
An interesting staff, so to speak. I mean, they got Dave Tobe's son on that staff. They got Ed Donatell's son on that staff.
Wow, they do.
And they got Chucky Pagano's brother on that staff.
No. Yeah. Do they really? All right, speaking of...
And Ken Norton's son.
Yes,
Ken
and Bobby son. Ingram.
Yes, and Bobby Ingram.
And,
that's right.
And the Bears have Ken Norton's grandson on their staff.
We learn a lot. Learn a lot on this show when we talk about things like that.
Yeah, it was insulting when Wani didn't think I knew who Ken Norton was.
It's because you look
this
much
is not
younger,
the best yeah. time to bring that up.
But. Oh, no, it's good. I didn't remember that he was upset with
it's
you.
It's like, yeah, Alex, he probably doesn't even know who Ken Norton Jr. is.
Oh, man. That's just, that's youngster abuse from Wani. That's what that is.
It hurt, Wani. We'll talk about it on Thursday with him and Tony Weiss.
You can draw it up on the board as a broken heart.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what you can do.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
Ooh, you can just move the board around on him.
Have it flashing in the glare of the light so nobody can see it.
Alex, what's that broken heart doing on a board? What's that about?
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Game Day presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Listen, 6 o'clock. We're staying live and staying local. Who is staying live and staying local? Mully, Patrick, and Olin, your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. And then when it's over, Olin, Pat, and Chuck Swirsky, they're going to have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. All of it can be heard tonight on The Score and the Odyssey app.
So the news in terms of the Bears, if you haven't heard from earlier in the day.
I've been refreshing on to see if the inactives are out.
Yeah, we don't have those yet, but we do know this, that elevated from the practice squad was Jake Moody, the kicker the former 49ers kicker, has been on the practice squad. And Brad Biggs reported, tweeted earlier, that it is expected that he's going to be in charge of the kicking duties tonight, as Cairo Santos's injury, his quad, flared up over the weekend. Also, Austin Booker, who you may have been expecting to be healthy and part of the pass rush mix, is not. He is listed as out for tonight.
Speaks, I have an answer to one of the questions that you asked earlier today.
Okay.
This is from our buddy James Palmer.
Okay.
The Titans reportedly are now losing one of the best O-line coaches in the game, as Bill Callahan is expected to depart following the firing of his son. Not a shocking move, and one that had been expected by some.
Man. Well, yeah. Expected by most, James.
You're not going to fire my son, you and I'm going to stick around here.
You can't fire the younger Callahan, who I'm convinced is actually named Tommy, and send him back out on the road to sell brake pads and expect Big Tom to stick around. You just can't expect that.
Wasn't there a Bryce Callahan on the Bears? Wasn't he a good nickel player for a while?
Yeah, don't forget Bo Callahan.
Well, no one forgets about Bo Callahan. No one went to his birthday party. It was a whole thing.
Is that a draft day reference? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, man, it's always draft day.
Well, it is draft day.
It is not draft day.
It sure is.
No, it isn't. Stop!
Who told you that? Guy in a little coat.
That's what I believe when Coach Callahan lost the team. When he got in front of them and said, "Guys, I want to break down the film of this last loss we had," and instead he broke into that.
That's a mystery.
They were like, "We can't follow you. There's no leadership on this team."
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.